Neil Diamond. Hot August night, 1972. That concert rocked and rolled. I know, because I was there. That's me.
My water broke.
Ever since then, I've had this cosmic connection with Neil. But this story isn't about Neil. It's about me and my two pals, Darren and JD. Best friends since fifth grade. That's JD. He's lactose intolerant. And he's not very bright. Ah, that's Darren Silverman. He's a romantic. But when it comes to women, he's incredibly gullible. That's me, Wayne. I'm loyal to my friends.
If you were a girl, I'd beat you up. Me too!
After that, I started working out. We stayed best friends throughout high school. Yep, I was the third string quarterback. JD became the school mascot.
Hi, what you saying? I thought you were in my mother to hear you. Yeah, you.
And Darren joined the cheerleading squad. Ah! Oh, that's Sandy. Yeah, Darren's always had a thing for her. Oh, that's Coach Norton. He was a big influence in our lives. He taught us many things.
Two things you gotta remember, boys. Number one, stay away from women. All they want from you is your man juice. Now, if you get any urges that you can't suppress with hard liquor, use this.
Oh, number two?
Sportsmanship. Sportsmanship. Sportsmanship.
Fairy whip fruit bag, you suck! Lopeche, get out there!
Let me show you my home.
Hey, guys! Guys, I'm in!
Now, we're all grown up. JD is rapidly working his way up the ladder at Subway. Recently, he was promoted to temporary second assistant manager in charge of training.
Okay, McNugent, let's see what you got.
Sir, I've been working with these guys for 8 weeks. I'm proud to present to you the future of Subway sandwiches. Belston? Three sizes of bevy, or small, medium, and what?
Big?
Come on, like we practiced, you can do this.
Long.
Okay, we'll come back to you.
Sir, this guy's my stinkiest student by far.
Trimble, let's see you sub. No. Meat on the inside, bread on the outside. Okay, take it away. Take it away! Don't judge me on those two guys. This next guy's my protege. He's top of his class, and for his thesis, he made a party sub. Heston, where's the party sub?
Darren is a sorrowful director at a retirement home.
D-17.
Bingo.
Abe, pull your pants up, or no more Matlock.
And I started my own business. Okay, what are we dealing with here?
I don't know what it is, but it sounds big.
Stay back. I'm going in.
Careful, Sonny.
Hey, so you're causing all this trouble, huh? Come here.
Hey, dear. Hello.
Yeah, here's your frozen pizza.
Where's your mommy?
Is it dead?
No. But she is in one deep coon coma.
But we all have one mystical thing in common, our love for Neil. That's our band, Diamonds in the Rough.
I'm Darren.
Sophie.
I was wondering, maybe, do you want to grab a drink with me?
I'm sorry, I'm involved. With a real entertainer.
I can't believe I got blown off again. I'm never going to find the right girl.
Dude, you don't want a chick who would fuck a mime.
Dude. What does a mime look like when he's having sex? Anyway, it's probably like, oh, I'm a mime. I'm a mime.
Hey, mimes don't talk.
They do when they're off duty.
It's not her. It's all women. I'm really afraid that there's nobody out there for me. The only girl I ever loved walked out of my life years ago. Sandy Perkis. Remember her? Her family was with the circus. Her dad was the strong man. Her mom was the bearded lady. Her brother was the dog-faced boy. Before I could muster the courage to ask her out, she moved away. Remember? You know, guys, I truly believe that there is a one and only someone for everyone. And Sandy. Sandy Perkis was my one and only.
Man, that is really romantic. Oh my God, look at that juicy piece of ass.
What do you think of her?
Who?
Right there.
In the red? Oh, yeah, she's gorgeous.
Go talk to her.
No.
Okay, I'll do it for you.
What? Hey, Wayne! Hi, I'm Wayne.
No.
You don't understand. I'm not hitting on you.
Back off.
I want to tell you about my buddy Darren. He's smart. He's sensitive.
I don't care.
Think he'd make a wonderful husband.
I don't want to meet him.
Great.
Dude, she wants you. She thinks you're really cute.
Really?
Yeah, she's like, oh, I'm so excited to meet him and everything.
Are you sure?
You totally get down there and make your move.
I don't know.
Come on, you can do it! Carpe Poon!
Really? Okay. Okay, I'll do it.
All right!
Yes! Yes! Hey. I'm Darren. Darren, my friend said you wanted to meet me.
He lied.
That's a good one.
No, seriously, I don't want to meet you.
Well, my friend must have been mistaken. I'm really sorry to bother you.
Let me guess. That jerk tried to get in your pants with some tacky pickup line? I'm not like that. I use magic. Shut up.
Beat it, Baldy.
Okay, good stuff. Tough crowd. I like that. I have here 2 ordinary metal rings. You and me. Hello. Hello. I love you.
Sorry, I forgot my beer.
This is my boyfriend, Darren. So hit the bricks, Porky.
Okay. Nice to meet you, Darren. Zayden.
I'm really sorry about hitting on you before.
You should be.
I am. I wasn't thinking, and you're so beautiful, and I'm sorry.
So make up for it. Buy me a drink.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll have scotch.
Excuse me. Yeah, give the lady a scotch, and I'll have another beer.
Oh, he'll have a gin and tonic.
Make that a gin and tonic.
Got it.
Can you believe he hooked up with the queen of all hotties?
Hey, they're just having a drink together. It's not like they're going steady or anything.
Right. It's midnight. You know what that means?
No. What?
It's our 6-week anniversary.
Huh.
Did you get me anything?
No.
Yeah, it's okay. That's okay. No big deal. But I got you a little something.
Thanks. That's really nice.
You know, I've been thinking. Well, we've been together for a while now, and it seems like maybe it's time we get a little more intimate.
Are you saying you want to have sex?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
I don't believe in premarital sex. I'd rather not cheat from what we have together.
Of course. Of course not. Me neither.
So I think it's best to wait.
I think you're right. That's best. Mm. Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that we can't pleasure each other in other ways.
I gotcha. Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, but what?
That was really great.
Thanks. So, that got me pretty excited.
That's nice.
I mean, I wouldn't mind if someone did that to me.
Well, I get it. You want me to go down on you.
Yeah?
Oh, God, I would love to, but I can't. I have very, very sensitive gums.
Oh, it's... You have gums. It's a medical condition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to cause you any pain, baby. No.
You're so sweet.
You know, there are other ways to give me pleasure without using your mouth.
Oh, God, I am so inconsiderate. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
Have fun.
Watch your head.
This place is a dump. Really don't want to do this.
No, come on. It's going to be great. It's our Sunday ritual, and I want you to be part of it. I want you to get to know these guys. You're going to love them, honey. You're going to love them.
Yeah, buddy.
Nice job, dude.
Judy, awesome to meet you.
You did.
You did. And a beer bong for the lady?
No.
Totally cool. No peer pressure.
Sorry.
Come on in.
Dude, Darren, hey. Check out Chewy.
Do you want a drink?
Scotch on the rock.
No problem. You want ice with that?
I'll help him. I'll help you with that.
Hey, Judith, can I give you the grand tour?
Sure.
Let's start right here in the Hall O'Neill. This is Neil, 74. Check this out. This, the set list from the Millennium Concert. Look, signed by Neil. Got that on eBay.
Looks like a Xerox.
No, this costs a lot of money. Check this out.
I think you got taken.
Ready? This shirt was worn by Neil in concert.
So, yeah, we snuck backstage and totally stole it from him while he was taking a whiz.
Well, in my profession, we call your obsession with Neil Diamond a delusional projection fantasy.
Yeah, sure. But he's America's greatest songwriter, and he's our hero.
And he's playing the Forum in 2 weeks. Of course, we can't go because of the whole, you know, restraining order thing.
What? Game's on. Game's on.
Give me a remote.
Three beers.
We just got here.
Hey, you guys are paying.
Oh, come on. No, they're not that old.
Hey! Hey! What are you doing?
Dude, if you get the nachos stuck together, that's one nacho.
Okay, look, why don't we just stay for a little bit? Okay, just a little while. Huh?
Oh, take mine. Take mine. Take mine.
Give her the old sweeperoo.
Yep. Old Ethel, we've been through a lot of games together.
Enjoy.
Let me help you with it. She's got multiple reclining positions.
That's okay. I can be supportive.
No, it's all right. It's a little stuck.
No, it's fine.
Takes a little
just...
muscle.
It's okay.
Come on, you fucking piece of shit.
I don't need... I prefer...
I got
prefer.
It. No trouble.
Oh, hey, are you okay?
Hey, sorry. Let me know what happened. You know what? I think I... Yep, it's the lug nut. Fixed it. Please, have a seat.
I'll stand.
I'm a...
Sorry. Get me something.
Yeah. So Darren tells me you're a psychologist?
That's right.
Interesting. I'm in a related field.
Really? What's that?
Pest and rodent removal.
How is that related?
We both help people. While you help them deal with their emotional and intellectual needs, I protect them from gophers, coons, roaches, silverfish, and...
JD, ever again, Darren.
But they're my best friends.
You're getting new friends, and you're quitting that bullshit band.
I know you're upset. I do, but I'm not dropping Wayne and JD, and I'm not quitting the band.
Okay, fine. No more sex.
What?
You're not allowed to go down on me for 1 month.
No, Judith,
don't
please.
Don't make me take away your masturbation privileges.
My baby is loving me, yes, yes she does. But she tells me all the time, oh Jerry, all the time. She says she's going to be showing me tonight. Oh Jerry, what are you going to show me? Oh baby, you got the way to be moving me. Oh Jerry, baby, you go boys, you stick this on, you know it. Come on boys, come on, take it, take it.
This blows, man. You're just out of control. We gotta do something.
Dude, besides ruining the band, what else has she done?
What? Ever since she moved in with him, she's controlled his life. She didn't like how his ass looked. Made him get butt cheek implants.
I thought his ass looked tighter.
Check this out. Last night, torches Neil Diamond albums.
She torched Neil?
Oh.
You're right. The woman's a monster. 2, 3, 4.
Yes!
Guys, sorry I'm late.
Right.
I only have a minute. I have to get back and wax Judith's legs.
We miss you.
We never see you anymore.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I am, but I've just been so happy spending time with Judith, you know? Plus, with my relationship counseling sessions.
Counseling?
Yeah, yeah. I go 2 hours, 3 times a week.
Huh. Who's your counselor?
Judith.
Look, we don't think she's right for you.
Break up with her.
Yeah.
She's ruining our lives and yours.
And this graph should illustrate our point. Look, before Judith, our fun level was at an all-time high, 93. It is now an 8. Band numbers have plunged dramatically as well. Girls, never very high at 9, but look now, 2. This has obviously led to increased whacking off.
I'm chafing.
Shit, I have to get home and heat the wax. Guys, listen, thanks for your concern. Really, and I miss you too. But it was great seeing you, all right?
That guy's in serious trouble.
Yeah.
We need to save him.
Sorry to bother you.
What are you doing here?
Well, first we want to apologize for the beer shower.
And the salsa bath. That was bad.
Get the hell out of here.
Whoa, wait. Just give us a minute, okay?
My rate is $200 an hour.
Do you have any money? I got some of that. Just give me the big bills. 6. Is that all you have?
7:38.
2.5 minutes.
Okay, look. We don't want you seeing Darren anymore. We don't think you're right for him.
The band needs him.
But we're prepared to buy you off.
With what?
My house. Okay? Look. My grandma here? She was born in this house. She's buried in the backyard. There's my mom. There's my dad. There's me. My dad was dropping me on my head. But we're willing to sign this over to you if you just agree not to see Darren.
I don't want your shitty old house or your dead grandmother.
I'll throw JD in. He doesn't look like much, but he's hung like a horse.
It's true.
Look, Darren's mine. There's nothing you can do about it. I own him. He does whatever I say. I'm in complete control of him. He's my puppet, and I'm his puppet master.
You're not taking Darren away from us.
Just try to stop me.
One round. Winner takes Darren.
You're on.
Kick her ass.
Go.
That's quite a grip. You must be a heavy masturbator. I guess 3 times a day? I bet you're also a premature ejaculator. Start off with a big bang. Before you know it,
you're limp.
Hey.
I win. You lose and I can get out.
God! Damn it!
Hello, ladies.
So, how much?
$50 for you and $200 for your friend.
Okay.
All right.
Come on, I want you to laugh so I can just say something.
Perfect! Get this one. Be like this. Like this, like this. Two. Yeah, you clap with that. Ooh.
You're my guy!
Come on!
Julie, check this out.
Hurry up, let's go.
Okay, come on. Mail, check, go. Go back!
Hey, Judith, how's it going?
Not so good. Look at me.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
He's sick.
He's perverted.
He's cheating on you.
With two chicks.
I don't know. I guess I'd dump him.
Oh, totally.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you guys think there's anything weird about these photos, though?
No.
No, that's Darren, all right.
Hey!
Darren doesn't have a tattoo. Nice try, idiots. If I ever see either one of you near Darren again, I'll kill you.
Put cream on it.
Hey. Thanks for meeting me here. I have something really important to tell you guys.
Oh, man, you broke up.
No. Out of the blue, Judith proposed to me. We're engaged.
What?
Dude, congratulations.
Yeah, starting next week, I'll be known as Mr. Darren Fessbaker.
Oh, right, because you're going to take her last name, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well, wow. Judith feels, and I think she's got a really good point here, that it's sexist for the woman to take the man's last name.
Huh.
Yeah. And anyways, it's too late to make any changes because we've already ordered the monogram towels.
Right.
Yeah.
Darren!
Sandy? Sandy Perkis!
Oh, my God, Darren.
Wow, hey!
It's been so long!
Yes.
Hey, it's Wayne. High school, remember? You remember?
You can dance if you want to. You can leave your friends behind. Because if your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance...
Oh, right, Beth! Your talent show! Yeah! You were booed off the stage!
That was me!
Yep. Sandy, remember me? J.D. McNugent? I was the guy who went to the prom with the tuxedo painted on my naked body.
Oh, I guess I missed it.
I spilled a drink and the paint ran and everyone could see my dong.
Oh, it doesn't ring a bell.
Oh. Remember that time in science class I was lighting farts with a Bunsen burner and I cinched my ball sack?
Oh, no.
Man, I still can't grow hair on my left nut. It sucks.
So, how are you?
Oh, great. Great, I just moved back to town.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Oh, gosh, you know, I have to go, but it was great seeing you.
Yeah, same here, me too.
Hi.
Bye.
See you here.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Awesome.
Yeah, bye. Bye.
Wow.
Oh, my God. This is it.
What?
It's your big chance. Sandy Perkis, it's just... walked back into your life. And you even said so yourself. She was your one and only someone.
She used to be. Now Judith is my one and only someone. Okay, I'll talk to you guys later, okay?
Isn't one and only like one? And only?
Here's your drink.
Where's the lemon wedge?
Sorry, we were out of lemons, but, you know, I can run to the store.
Forget it.
Sure?
I want you to meet two exciting people. Rhett is a tax attorney, and Clayton's a CPA.
Wow, that is exciting.
This is my fiancé, Darren.
Pleased to meet you.
Same here.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, excuse me. Okay. Hi.
Hi. Is Darren here? I think he... left his Vespa helmet.
What's going on?
We're having our engagement party.
Oh, then I guess our invitations must have been lost in the mail.
No. I think it's very possible, Wayne, that she didn't even send us invitations.
Thanks for stopping by.
Who's Darren talking to?
Those are his new friends.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oh, good. I'll have a Merlot.
I'll have a Spritzer.
We don't work here.
Cool, me. Okay, my name is Brett, and this is Clayton.
And this is Darren.
Yeah, we know who he is. Clayton. Darren's our friend, Brett.
We knew him first.
Fuck you, replacement friend!
Beat this, fake Wayne!
We're not giving up on Darren.
Yeah!
Come on, yeah!
She thinks this game is over.
It's not over!
No!
We are taking this into overtime!
Come on, yeah!
Yeah! Okay, strategy session. Okay, our enemy is wicked.
Dude, she's Freddy Krueger.
No, Damien.
Dude, she's Vader.
No! She is the Emperor!
Yeah. But with really great tits.
Okay, now, Sandy, that girl, she's a nice girl.
Oh, yeah.
She's a sweetheart.
Dude, a saint.
A goddess.
A princess.
You know what? She's kind of like Mother Teresa.
Yeah, but with way better tits.
And Darren loves Sandy no matter what he says.
Definitely.
That is why we have to intervene.
Yep.
And fix the problem.
Definitely.
All right. Yeah. We're going to kidnap Judith and set Darren up with Sandy.
Yeah.
What?
The bat is leaving the cave.
Roger that.
Alarm system has been deactivated. Out.
Roger that.
Dude, you don't have to do the
sound. It already does that.
Out.
Copy that. I'm not gonna make the sound after I say stuff. From now on. JD McNugent. Over and out. That was the last one. Chubby check on
with Chase.
See something in the back of the closet.
Check it out.
Nope. Coast is clear. I'm gonna keep looking down here, buddy. You keep an eye peeled up there.
Oh!
sorry. I'm leaving you. We're finished. Done. Don't call, write, email, or fax. I never want to see your face or your fake butt again. Okay, get down there.
Dude, wait. Why me?
Because. You're in charge of guarding Judith. I'm dealing with Darren and Sandy.
But when we let her go, she'll be able to identify me.
No, she won't be able to. Because you'll be wearing this.
But after we let Judith go, the cops will be looking for a guy dressed in a bird suit.
So?
So what am I going to wear to work?
Your work clothes.
But tomorrow's casual Friday.
Get downstairs!
Who the hell are you?
Hi.
Hey,
hi.
Sandy. Hi.
Hi. Yeah.
Thanks for meeting me. I know I just called you out of the blue. And,
oh, yeah. No, that's okay. I love catching up with old high school friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you single?
Yeah.
Great. Look, I wanted to talk to you about Darren Silverman. He's a really good guy. You know what? He works with the elderly.
Really?
Yeah.
That is so sweet.
You know, he still talks about you all the time.
Wayne, you know what? There's something I need to...
He even writes poems about you. In fact, I think he loves you.
Wayne, I'm going to become a nun.
Huh?
Yeah. In a week, I take my final vows.
I didn't even know that you were religious.
Oh, well, I wasn't in high school. But after I graduated, I went and I joined my parents in the circus. And I became a trapeze artist. I fell in love with my partner, Luigi Panini.
Ladies and gentlemen, the fabulous Luigi!
And everything was perfect until... Well, there were these talent scouts in the audience. Luigi wanted to impress them. He was a great trapeze artist, but he was completely vain.
And now Luigi will attempt the most dangerous stunt in the history of trapeze, the quadruple beer move.
After Luigi died, I knew I would never love again. That's when I decided to devote my life to serving the Lord and helping others.
So, you haven't taken your final vows yet, right?
Right.
So, technically, you're not a nun yet.
Well, no. I mean, not yet.
So why not then just have lunch with Darren?
I just can't figure out why Judith left. It doesn't make any sense. She didn't even take her clothes.
Maybe she went someplace where she didn't need clothes, like a nudist colony.
I don't think so.
Maybe she got kidnapped.
You think?
No. No. Definitely not. That's impossible. It's like, well, why would that happen in a world? Maybe she's a lesbo.
Come on.
Maybe she's a herm.
What?
Yeah, hermaphrodite. Little dick, little puss.
Hey! Guess who I bumped into today?
Who?
Sandy Perkis, and she wants to see you.
I'm engaged to Judith, Wayne.
She dumped you, dude.
Yeah, just have lunch with Sandy. What's it gonna hurt?
No way. Judith's coming back.
Yeah, what if she doesn't?
As long as Judith's alive, I'll never give up on her. Okay? Okay?
I got it. Crowbar me.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
This dead chick is really stacked.
Yeah.
jacket's gone.
Well, take it off!
I love this jacket!
Lose it!
Damn. Found my favorite jacket.
In a bizarre incident last night, local resident Judith Festbegler was incinerated beyond recognition when her BMW careened off a cliff into a rocky gorge. Investigators have declared it an accident and no foul play suspected. And in unrelated news, the body of deceased local resident Joan Snurd was dug up in an apparent grave robbing last night. Police have arrested three Cuban nationals.
Why are you doing this?
So you can eat and have something to wear.
No, why did you kidnap me?
I'm not supposed to tell you.
Oh, I get it. The other guy's the boss.
No, I make decisions too. I suggested that.
An outhouse. Clever.
Thanks.
You must be very well educated.
I suppose.
Ivy League?
More or less.
Oh, which one? Yale, Harvard, Princeton?
SU.
Oh, Stanford University?
Subway University.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I was the one who went there. Did you know J.D. McNugent?
No. Never heard of such a person ever.
Oh, well. We'll see you later, J.D.
Take it easy, Judith.
She knows who we are?
Dude, there was nothing I could do. She used her super intellect on me, man. She's like Hannibal Lecter.
Great, now we can't let her go.
So what are we going to do?
Coach! Coach! Well, if it ain't my favorite third-string quarterback and the best damn mascot Wheaton High School ever had.
Oh!
Buggity Snow Guy!
All right.
Hey, it's good seeing you boys. I want to thank you for coming to my trial.
Oh, yeah. No problem, Coach. We were happy to act as witnesses on your behalf.
Yeah, that ref blew. He deserved what he got.
Coach, do you think after you get out of prison, they'll let you get your old job back?
Well, boys, I don't think so.
So when are they going to let you out?
Well, I've got an appeal pending, but it doesn't look good. The victim's whiny family's protesting.
What's the damn problem?
So what brings you boys up here today?
Well, Coach, we need your advice.
Okay, shoot.
Darren fell in love with this girl, Judith, and we kidnapped her.
Kill her.
Okay, just wait a minute, let me finish. So, we screwed up, because now she knows who we are. So we can't let her go, or she'll turn us in.
That it? Is that everything?
Yeah.
Kill her.
Well, we can't kill her.
Sure you can. You're Wheaton Warbirds. You can do anything you put your minds to.
Yeah, but Coach, come on. We can't actually kill a person? I mean...
What is it that I always said?
If you can dream it, you can do it.
Exactly. You have the dream. All you have to do is turn it into reality.
Okay.
Attaboy! Now go home and snuff that bitch. Come on, move!
Thanks, Coach.
Hut!
Where's your bird suit?
I don't need it. Because we're going to kill you. Right?
Right!
You guys aren't going to shoot me.
Oh, yeah? What makes you say that?
Because you're not killers.
Sure we are.
You've never killed anyone.
I killed a man once.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who?
Kevin Beckley.
You didn't kill Kevin Beckley. He died in a car wreck.
She has no back. You see, you guys have never killed anything in your entire lives.
Oh, yeah? One time I was driving, this squirrel ran out in the street and I ran over him. And he didn't die right then, but he was limping and stuff. I'm pretty sure he died right after that. Look,
It doesn't matter whether we've killed anybody or not. We're going to do it right now. Ready? Ready!
Do it.
I can't.
God damn it.
Show me the meaning of being
lonely. Okay, it's Tuesday.
So?
So, you're meeting Sandy for lunch.
Can't you see him in the morning?
Right, but you promised you'd be there. You gave her your word.
I didn't even talk to her.
Okay, I gave her your word.
For God's sakes, Wayne. When are you going to give up on this idea that I'll go out with Sandy?
When you go out with Sandy. Now, come on. 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 Hey, come on. 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 Come on, come on, come on. Come on, all right, come on.
Darren.
Hey. Sandy. Hey, wow, you're wearing the...
I'm training to become a nun.
A nun?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that explains it.
I hope it doesn't freak you out.
No, it doesn't. Actually, I'm relieved. I think Wayne was trying to set us up on a date.
Oh, yeah. He's got some crazy ideas.
Yeah, well, now that I know that you're unavailable, it makes this easier.
We can just be friends.
Yeah, exactly, friends. Please.
Oh, thank you.
Sure. So, how are your parents?
Oh, great. They're making a fortune on the internet. They started their own website. CircusFreak.com.
Oh, good for them. Oh, and how's your brother, Dogface Boy?
He got rabies.
God, that's too bad.
Yeah. For a while there, we thought we were going to have to put him down, but he recovered.
Oh, good. Good.
So, how are you?
Oh, me? I'm great. Yeah, everything's been really good, you know? Yeah. Well, my fiancé died.
She died?
Yeah, she's dead.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, don't be. Please don't be. Sorry. It's nothing. So, how do you feel about,
Oh. Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Just cry.
Okay.
Let it out. I'm here for you, okay? I'm here for you.
Thank you.
Hello, my friend, hello.
It's good to meet you so.
Wait a minute, wait. You're a Neil Diamond fan, too?
Oh, the man's a genius.
He's the greatest songwriter, performer of this or any generation.
I know. It's good to love you like I do.
And to feel this way. When I hear you say
hello.
Oh, God.
Wow. I could have been free.
Hey.
I brought you some more videos. You've got your choice, porno or monster trucks. Oh, and I got one that's both.
Thanks, JD. Hey, I really appreciate you taking care of me.
My pleasure.
Hey, you strike me as a pretty responsible guy.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's why I'm surprised that you let Wayne boss you around.
Wayne's not... No one bosses me around. Wayne's not the boss of me.
Yeah, I think that you seem depressed and confused.
You think?
Not to mention I think you're suffering from a self-defeating personality disorder.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Have you considered therapy?
I remember in high school you were really into helping people. But at parties, you were always the designated driver.
Right. And I remember you were a really good dancer. And strong, too. You used to be able to lift me up over your head.
Still can.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Ready? And...
Whoa! Whoa!
Oh, dear!
Well,
are you okay?
I can't.
Hang on.
I can't swim! Thank you. Thank you for saving me.
No problem. And up now, there you go. Come on, let's go, okay?
You're a lot stronger than you were in high school.
Yeah, the combat's got a great gym.
Oh.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I've been afraid of toilets.
Right.
What else can I tell you about the second grade?
You know what, JD? Let's fast forward. Have you ever had a girlfriend?
Yes. No.
Have you ever fantasized about having sex with a man?
Which man?
Any man.
You mean like a tall man?
Sure, whatever.
Because I don't like tall people. They bother me.
Okay, how about a short man?
How short? Sometimes people can be too short. That's weird, like midgets.
Have you ever fantasized about having sex with any man? Any man at all?
Does that include celebrities?
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
And, I mean, not that it matters now, but if I had asked you out back in high school, would you have gone out with me?
Definitely.
Not that it matters now, but, you know.
Right. Of course.
Perfect.
Thanks.
Sure.
Oh, could you... You know, turn around.
Right, yeah, certainly. Oh, and, yeah, I have, these.
Oh.
Sorry, those are...
Thanks. Zip me up.
Yeah, of course.
I had a really great time.
Yeah, me too. Do you want to have dinner tonight?
I can't. Tomorrow, I have a test in my catechism class, and I have to score at least an 85 so I can take my final vows on Sunday.
What about tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, I'm scheduled to take care of an elderly nun on her deathbed.
I understand.
But I'd really like to see you again. I'll get out of it.
I always knew I was different, and now I know why. I'm gay. You're the only person who's ever truly understood me.
It's okay. Just let it out. It's all gonna be okay.
Tonight, Mr. Chung gets lucky. young lady. So honey, so in pity.
Dude, she's stealing the truck. Come on!
Okay, Judith, it's over. You might as well turn this thing around and head back to the house. Hey, come on.
Hi, officers. You're safe. I'm Cowboy Wayne. I just bagged me one of them killer goats that escaped from the zoo.
Good job.
Yeah.
Okay, then. I'll see you later.
All
right. Oh!
There, that should hold you for tonight. Don't! Oh. Hey!
What the hell happened?
Well, Judith was giving me some therapy and helped me realize I was gay, and the next
thing... Wait, what?
Oh, I see what happened. She messed with your head.
Wayne, I'm gay.
No, you're not. You're just unsuccessful with women.
No, I'm gay. Judith got me in touch with the inner JD.
How'd she do that?
She listened. Unlike other people who've known me for years and have ignored all the telltale signs.
Like what?
Like my obsession with Bette Midler? My preference for track lighting? Oh, and the fact that I like sucking dick.
What? You've done that?
No, I mean, not with another guy, but remember when I bought that book on yoga?
Good, that's enough. I don't want to hear any more. Look, you want to be gay? Fine, no problem. But from now on, I'll take care of Judith myself, okay?
Okay. You want to be gay with me?
No!
All right.
Oh, come on. On you.
Give me 11.
Okay.
One more. Come on.
Come on now. 11. What's the matter, dear? You never used to be so winded after only 5 sets.
Well, Mother Superior, I'm having some second thoughts about becoming a nun. Well, don't get me wrong. This is a terrific convent. But? Well, I'm having these feelings.
What kind of feelings? You mean sexual feelings?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's so much more than that.
Yes, well... Right here.
You're the only one who can decide if this is the life you want to live. But once you take your final vows, there is no going back. Now, let's go bust out some power squats.
There. That should keep you from escaping again. And this should keep you from biting.
How am I going to eat?
I thought of that.
What is that?
It's breakfast. Pancakes, sausage, hash brown, Pop-Tart, pureed.
I'm not eating that shit. I want a Big Montana.
A what?
A Big Montana from Arby's with curly fries.
No, I'm not going to get you one. If you don't want to eat what I made for you, then you can starve.
Why are you doing this?
It's the only way to save our friendship.
It doesn't seem like a friendship to me. It seems like you are in love with Darren.
Bullshit!
Just get over it. Your buddy smokes pole and so do you.
I am so ungay.
Okay, fine. Let's pretend for a second that you're straight. When's the last time you got any?
That's none of your business.
So it's been years?
I'm waiting for the right woman.
There is no right woman for you, Wayne. My guess is, if there ever was, you've already met her, and she's either killed herself or become a lesbian.
Oh, bite me!
Blow me!
Skank!
Eunuch!
Stealer! A big friend!
Hi.
Hey, hi.
What happened to your head?
Oh, well, I saw Judith.
Judith's dead.
Yeah, I could have sworn it was her.
You poor thing. You're still not over her death. You know, maybe we shouldn't be seeing each other.
No. God, I'm fine. And look, I can deal with this, okay?
Okay. So, what are you having?
Let's see. Oh, there's the duck. That was always Judith's favorite. I'm sorry.
Please.
No, you shouldn't. I'm so sorry. God, well, I will never mention Judith's name again. Really, I swear. Hey, would you excuse me for just a moment? Oh, please. I'll be right back. Okay? In a moment.
Ah! Damn it! What do you want?
Wayne, it's me, Darren. Look, there's a problem. I'm with Sandy, but I can't stop talking about Judith.
Okay. I'll be right there.
Okay. Open up your shirt.
Why?
Just do it.
Well, what is this?
Okay, now, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to listen to your conversation. Now, if you say anything about Judith, or so much as mention her name, then I'm going to give you a little shock.
Ow! 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 Okay, I don't think I'm comfortable having these things on my nipples, okay?
I could put them on your balls.
The nipples are fine. Nipples work.
Okay.
Hi, sorry. I'm back. It was a talkative men's room attendant.
That's okay.
Excuse me.
Hey.
This table's reserved, sir.
You know what? I come here all the time, and I spend a lot of money in this place, so why don't you just leave me the hell alone?
I don't mean to be pushy, but if this relationship is going to get serious, then I have to give up becoming a nun, and I'd have to decide soon because I'm taking my final vows on Sunday.
Yeah, that thought had occurred to me.
And if I do that, I need to know that you want marriage and a family.
Absolutely.
I never thought I'd say this to anyone after Luigi died, but I love you, Darren.
Wow. I love you too, Judith.
Oh, God.
Judith!
I mean, Sandy. I mean, let's dance, okay?
Time for an attitude adjustment, mister.
Oh. Hey, nice move.
is a little weird.
I can explain. Look, see, it's aversion therapy. See, Wayne was trying to help me get over Judith, so I had a
Judith?
On my nipples.
Oh, my God. So much worse than I thought. No, you're obviously not ready for this relationship.
No, I am. Danny, wait. Danny. Okay. I ran here from the nightclub.
But that's 30 miles.
Yeah, no, I wanted to say I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Can you ever forgive me?
Oh, yeah.
Because the whole Judy thing and the nipple clamps, it's
yes.
crazy.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Just like that?
Yeah, well, Anne, training to become a nun, you know? Forgiveness is just sort of my thing.
I love you.
Really?
I love you.
I love you.
Oh, love. Happy?
You didn't have to do that.
Well, I just happened to be by Arby's, and they were throwing out some old food, so, you know, I thought, why not?
Either way, nice of you.
Hey. I was wondering, why Darren?
What do you mean?
You just don't seem like the type that goes for a sensitive guy like Darren. You seem more a kind of woman that needs an assertive type of guy.
Before I met Darren, I was engaged to a guy like that. His idea of a fun weekend was to fly to Thailand and compete in a kickboxing tournament. After that, I decided no more tough guys.
Hmm. Yeah, and then you found Darren.
Yeah.
So do you even love him?
Well, I think there's all different types of love.
Ah! I knew it!
Look, sometimes you have to make cold, rational decisions. You can't always follow your heart.
Yeah, whatever.
Although I will admit there's something sexy about a man who takes charge. Like you kidnapping me.
Mm-hmm.
That took balls. Big balls. I gotta say, it turned me on.
It did?
Just give me one free hand and I promise it'll be worth it.
Okay. Okay, you can try. Okay.
Oh. All right. Oh.
shit. Just wait 1 minute, okay? Dude!
Dude, you got a boner?
No! Why didn't you answer the door?
I'm eating.
So?
I don't answer the door when I'm eating.
Since when?
Since always.
I never knew that.
Well, you didn't know a lot of things. You didn't know I was gay.
Is there anything else you want to tell me?
I got 3 balls.
Shut up! God!
Dude.
Fire, coach!
Coach, what are you doing here?
Retrial. Got a judge that's a sports fan.
Congrats.
What are you going to do now? Well, that's why I'm here. Need a place to crash. Get my shit together. Figure out my next move. I know I can count on you boys.
Of course. Well, coach, our house is your house. You stay as long as you like.
Great. Where's the bathroom? I got to take a dump.
We don't use the toilet anymore because we're cutting down on the water bill.
What the hell do you do?
Well, we just use the lawn now.
Smart thinking.
You've been pinching loaves on the lawn, man. I play croquet out there.
What are you, crazy? The coach can't stay here. We got a woman locked in the garage.
Oh, yeah.
You boys got any TP?
No.
That's all right. I'll find something.
Hey, cool. We'll find some way to get rid of him.
Okay.
Hey, well, how about this? We tell him we got dates tonight. He can't be here because we're getting late.
Nah, he'll never believe that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'll tell him we got ghosts.
Oh, boys, what's for supper?
Listen, coach.
We have ghosts.
What? We were thinking that maybe you staying here is not such a great idea.
Yeah.
Nonsense. It'll give us a chance to get to know one another again. By the way, did you boys take care of that bitch that was going to marry Silverman?
Yeah. We snuffed that bitch, just like you said.
Good. How'd you do it?
We...
ate her.
You ate her?
Yeah. We ate her.
Alive.
My hat goes off to you. You boys are smart. That's the perfect crime. Wonder what's on the tube.
No! No!
What the hell we got here? Some kind of public access show or something?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That's a kidnap victim, ain't it? You didn't kill her, did you?
No, coach.
I am really disappointed in you boys. Now I want you to go out there and off that coos.
No, we can't, coach.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Look, she's getting out. Go chop her head off or something. There's no fight left in you boys. You're nutless. You've been pussified.
Don't worry about a thing, boys. I'll take care of that fraud.
No! Hey!
Who the hell are you?
Let's just say I'm a friend of the boys, and I'm here to kill you.
Oh. Well, you don't mind if I try to defend myself, do you?
Of course not. I love a good challenge.
So happy.
Oh, me too.
This couch fold out.
What the hell is going on here?
Judith!
Yes?
You're alive!
Yes!
Judith? Who is this tramp? I'm not a tramp. Actually, until yesterday, I was training to become a nun.
I'm gone for a week, and you're screwing a nun?
No, no. We're in love.
Thought you were dead.
Oh, really? Well, I'm not dead. I was kidnapped, okay?
It was a living hell. I was beaten and tortured and treated like a friggin' farm animal.
And the entire time, the only thing that kept me alive was the thought that somewhere out there, my sweet Darren still loved me. And that one day we'd be together again.
so horrible.
Where are we going?
Hey, where?
I don't know. We gotta find her. Come on.
Go.
Okay, where to? Where to?
The left.
I'm going right.
They kept me in a dark closet for days. And they fed me, like, crushed potato chips under the door.
Maybe I should go.
Oh, no, Sandy, no, please, don't leave.
Well, but, I mean, Judith's alive, and she is your fiancée.
Yeah, I know, you're right, but you can't go, because I.
Because what?
Because,
Why, dear? Yeah?
You,
yeah?
Well, we, and
yeah?
Because...
Sweetheart. We pledged our love to one another. Spare her the pain of seeing us together. You, run along back to the nunnery.
Sandy, she's right. I mean, I did pledge.
Okay.
Darren!
Hey, Darren!
Sandy, hey, look!
Darren, look. I understand that you're really upset, and I probably look like a really big asshole, right?
Dude. Okay, I deserve that, but now let me explain.
Okay, I guess I deserve that one too, but now we're even, okay?
Because we love you.
Oh, right. Because you love me.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Come on. Give me a hug. It's on your floor.
Don't think that my presence here means I've forgiven you. I just wanted to tell you guys, in person, that Judith and I are getting married tomorrow.
You don't want to marry Judith, admit it.
Of course I do.
Okay. Then look into my eyes and say it.
I want to marry Judith.
Look into both our eyes at the same time and say it.
I'm out of here.
Darren! Come on! We're sorry, okay? What we did was wrong.
We gotta stop that wedding.
Dude, how?
Let's go, you maggot! Kill! 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 Hello!
Hey, Coach.
Yeah, it's Wayne and JD. Look, we need your help.
I'd do anything for you boys. You're like sons to me. Name it, you got it.
Well, we need you to post bail for us. It's a 10,000 piece.
No way.
Come on, Coach. We need your help. Jail life is real tough. They're sodomizing us in here.
What? They're cornholing you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's horrible. Don't worry about it. I'll get you out of there.
You got sodomized?
Who? I want to meet him.
What is that?
Sounds kind of like my truck.
Let's go! Get the light up, boys! Hut, hut, hut! Come on, move it! You're free! Now, where to, boys?
The left!
Yee-haw! Charge!
Sandy Perkins, do you vow to lead a life of poverty, chastity, obedience, and silence?
Wait! Sorry.
Sandy, look, you can't do this. You love Darren, right?
Well, yeah.
But Darren loves you.
Really?
Darren's her boyfriend, but he's got this other girlfriend, and he's getting...
Look, so what are you going to do?
Go, my child.
Okay.
Come on. We've got a wedding to crash.
Go.
Bye, honey. Damn. Lost another one, son of a bitch.
Oh, you. We got you some clothes.
Where did you get these?
JD's sister.
She's a stripper.
And a hooker. Explain.
You're the guys who've been sending me all those letters and tapes. Naked pictures.
What? We never sent you any naked pictures?
Dude, sorry.
Look, Mr. Diamond, you gotta help us save our buddy Darren.
He's gonna marry the wrong woman.
Look, Sandy and Darren, they broke up.
Love on the rocks. Ain't no big surprise.
But you gotta help us get them back together.
I don't know.
Come on, Neil, turn on your heart light. Judith
Rainwater.
Hold it, hold it, hold it. Hold on.
And did I mention I was gay?
I've spent my whole life writing songs about the healing power of love, but up until right now, they've only been words. This may be my chance to prove that those words really mean something. Now, you say that if Darren marries...
Judith,
he's going to be miserable.
Right.
I believe in happy endings, and if Neil Diamond has anything to do with it, this love story's gonna have one.
Come on! Yeah! We got Neil Diamond on board! All right!
Where are we going?
The park on Mercer Avenue!
High road!
What?
Cop! Capri! 5 cars back! Goddamn heat! One little prison break and they're all over you!
Whoa, coach.
No matter what happens to me, don't look back. Just get this sweet little gal with the man who loves her, Prado. I'd rather be cut down in a hail of gunfire than to go back to the big house. Nice meeting you, Mr. Diamond. Hey,
we've been traveling far.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to join Darren Silverman and Judith Festbegler in holy matrimony. If anyone has any objections, speak now.
I do.
What? Neil?
Hello, my friends. Hello.
Neil.
Get to the part where we say I do.
It's good to need you so. To love you like I do, and to feel this way
when I hear you say hello.
Hello, my friends. Hello.
Say I do.
No.
Just call. Say I do.
I can't. Because I love Neil and I love Sandy.
You're in love with this slut? I am not a slut.
Sandy is my one and only someone.
Hello.
What about me? Who's my someone?
Hello. Again, hello. It's good to meet you so. I think.
admit that when you kissed me, you liked it!
You're right. I have a weakness for incompetent morons.
Isn't it? I'm the strong-willed, assertive man that you need, and you're the hardcore bitch that I've always dreamed of!
And I know it's late, but I just couldn't wait. Hello.
What about you? When are you going to get hitched?
Actually, I'm not. I'm gay.
Me too.
Really?
By the power vested in me by the state of Washington, I now pronounce you man and wife. You may kiss the bride. I now pronounce you man and wife. You may kiss the bride. I now pronounce you man and man. You may kiss the man.
Down in the blues.
And I choose to be there so that I can declare why I believe in happy endings. Your reason loves the way, and I'll believe it till my dying day. I know the cost of tears and trouble. Some get lost, some make it through. Me, I made it 'cause I always knew. That you believed in happy.
I got lost, but I got through, and I.